Welcome to the first of hopefully many IDC weekly podcasts, podcasting from the Instructional Development Center in room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. This is the IDC podcast for the week of January 15th through the 19th, 2007. The IDC will be hosting our spring open house on Wednesday, January 24th from noon to 1 and again from 5 to 6 p.m. Stop by for cookies, drinks, and some door prizes. You can meet with the IDC staff, pick up a copy of the spring semester workshop and brown bag lunch schedule, and spend some time with your fellow coworkers from Heartland. Speaking of workshop schedules, look for our complete IDC spring workshop schedule coming soon. In addition to our regular workshop topics, we will continue with our Technology Fridays, Writing Across the College, and brown bag lunch programs. Thank you to all the past workshop attendees for coming and sharing your thoughts on teaching, learning, technology, and assessment. We hope to see you again this semester. So you're listening to the first IDC podcast, but you are wondering what exactly podcasting is, what are some ways you can use podcasting in the classroom, and how do you go about doing it? Well, really it's not as confusing as you might think. I'll see if I can make podcasting make more sense. Podcasting is a recorded audio file placed on a web server, just like you would do with a web page in HTML, a graphic, or a PowerPoint presentation you want to share over the internet. But unlike any of those other three, a podcast audio file can be set up to directly download onto a student's computer and played back without the student having to continually go back to the web page they found that audio file link on to see if there are any new podcast episodes. If you clicked on the iTunes link on our IDC website to listen to this episode, you are now subscribed to all of our future IDC podcasts with one click of a mouse. So, you create an audio file, more on that process in a bit, but how do you make it automatically download to the student's computer? Well, on a web page, you can make a hypertext link to what's called an XML file, similar to an HTML file you'd use to make the web page. That XML file will automatically launch iTunes, which is the program that the student will most likely be playing the audio file back in, and it will also subscribe to all of your future audio content. Once on the student's computer, they then have the choice of listening to the audio in iTunes on their computer or connecting an MP3 player, such as an iPod, transferring the file to the MP3 player, and then listening to your podcast episode wherever they wish and for as many times as they want. If you wish to record your own podcasts, you can download a free program called Audacity, which is available at a website called sourceforge.net. In addition to this download, you will need what is called the LAME encoder. That is a plugin for saving MP3 files out of the program Audacity. This plugin is also available at the sourceforge.net website. See our IDC website for more details on how you can find this free program and how you can download the LAME encoder to save MP3 files out. If you need assistance with this process, we are here in the IDC to help you. Some of the ways that you can utilize podcasting to enhance your classroom experiences include recording lectures for repeated listening, which would allow you to devote more time, class time, to group discussion and student participation. Recording pronunciation of difficult terms, especially useful for medical terminology or foreign language studies courses. Podcasting excerpts of famous speeches. Recording reviews of major exams or audio study guides. Recording any lecture add-ons, such as anecdotal examples or applications not discussed in class. And recording key definitions highlighting their importance and giving useful examples. Those are just a sampling of some of the ways you can use podcasting in the classroom to reach your students. Stop by the IDC if you're interested in podcasting, and we'll help you learn and use this new technology. Thanks for listening to the inaugural IDC podcast. We will be updating podcasts periodically with new news and events pertaining to the Instructional Development Center, so check back often. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.